Hey creators, I am Rebecca Flott and this is the Artisan's Soul Sessions. It's that quick dose of inspiration, the insights for makers like you. Join me in the world of creativity, beautiful stories, and into the art of making. Let's get creative together. Thank you for being in the Artisan Soul Sessions. And this is the part of the soul that we're going to be able to talk today. I'm just so excited that you join the room. And there's 2 minutes to go until people know it's 10 o'clock. So people will be jumping in at 10. But I wanted to just share what the title of this show is today, Navigating Anxiety on the Creator's Journey. Yeah. And just talk a little bit about, you know, you're such an expert in everything you do, and especially in the mental health capacity. And you bring so much, you add so much to people's life. And today I will say our soul needs that. We need that bridge that you bring to people. So we're almost on time, but how is your morning today?
Good. It's like every morning as a mom, as a wife, and all the things, it's getting the kids out to school, all the prompts, all the stuff that comes with it. But at the same time, creating that space for myself, because I like to practice what I preach, yes. To also take some time to soften and slow and meditate. So mm-hmm. I can still, I know I had this podcast this morning, be able to be calm, clear, and bring some value to your listeners and audience. So I'm glad to be here. And I think just pausing to also take in the good when life is stressful is so important. And we have to soften and slow to even see the good, to feel it.
That's so good. That's so good. What is some of, before it's 10 o'clock, what is some of the practice you do in the morning?
Yeah, I am. Every morning can look different because, of course, I'm a part of my own microsystem here of my family.
Yes.
We all have different things going on. But I try to wake up an hour earlier before everybody when it's calm and quiet. And that's been a practice of mine. Not everybody can do that. So I don't want to shame anybody if they can't wake up early. That's okay, too. But that for me, I've found has been a time that's important to prime my day because it primes my mood and my mindset and I can show up better for my family rather than just reacting to the day.
Right.
We can get into different types of practices, but it can look different, but at least I have an hour to do something for myself each morning.
Right. That totally makes sense. Dara, can you tell us a little bit, like what is specific you do?
So I'm a wife, I'm a mom, I'm now a published author. Yay! Woo-hoo-hoo!
Can we take a moment? Can you take a moment? Clap your hands!
I'm very thankful for mentors like you that have guided me. I'm very thankful for that. And I am taking a moment to take it in because it's a goal that I had. And
thank you.
It's not just about me, but to put something out there. And we can talk more about that later. But mm-hmm. I'm also, I'm a licensed psychotherapist, a holistic psychotherapist, and I am a nutrition counselor as well. I was doing that long before I even became licensed as a psychotherapist back in 2009. I was doing that even in grad school. So I have a wide range around health and mental health mm-hmm. knowledge. I can't do everything in life, but those are my areas that I feel called to and I cherish and I love helping others to be a resource or support in those areas. So yeah, that's a little bit about my background.
That's beautiful. Is that okay if I ask, why did you choose that?
I have navigated a lot of my own childhood stuff. And I know we all have different traumas of varying degrees, but I had to navigate a lot growing up. So my childhood and just mm-hmm. my background story itself really propelled me into the world of the helping profession. Because I've always been that type that when I feel something, I go through a dark season or a dark valley, I always feel like pain has a purpose. And so I always knew, even intuitively when I was young, when I was going through things, I could sense, even if people didn't speak about it, I could sense that they felt a similar pain. Mm-hmm. And so I use that as empathy with others today. And we all have different stories, different types of pain. But mm-hmm. I think that empathy of going through my own journey and trying to navigate, you know, how I navigated it, or just using that empathy to help others when they have their own types of emotional pain. Right. So I always felt called to the profession, the helping profession, to mm-hmm. be a helper. And my faith is amazing. First and foremost, I say healer, but he is the healer. God's a healer through me. Mm-hmm. So I sit back and I am a part of that process, and it's really beautiful. And it's one of the areas I cherish in my life when I can see the growth in others. Mm-hmm. And it brings so much meaning and purpose.
Oh, that's beautiful. Now, I just want to tell you, you have a YouTube that has some meditation, and I've been using, and I did it today. And it was the gratitude, where you think about everybody that serves you. You know what I'm talking about? Which meditation? Yeah. It's a meditation that has a lavender. Yeah.
So
a lavender background with bees all around, and I can go on because that was so inspirational for me because I love lavender. So I didn't realize, first of all, that meditation was important until we start talking and you're starting to bring that around me.
Yeah.
And now my body feels like I need to do meditation. I need to stop in. Like everyone around us, when we have a circle of people around us, they just add things to us to build us as a better people. So you add this practice to my life, which is the meditation practice.
Yeah.
Because as a creator, and we have Franny's here, and she's another creator here. Welcome.
Yes.
And as a creator, we struggle with having too much in our mind because we're trying to process the life we're living now and the life we want to live tomorrow. So we live in two different worlds. We live in now, which can be very anxious and frustrating because it feels overwhelming. And we're living in the other world of creation of like, I want to make, I want to do, that world of dreaming. You know, so when we're talking about specific to the creators, to the makers, to the artists, to the actors, how would you say you navigate anxiety in this type of humans that wants to do so much, that has so much in the heart, and it's really hard to just stop?
Well, a good place to start is what you just mentioned. There's formal practices like meditation or relaxation. Some people can put they have a certain idea around meditation. And there's so many different types of meditation, but sometimes I'll just use the term relaxation.
Okay.
That's a great formal practice to start. There's also other informal things that we can talk about. But the reason that I practice, and specific with like, I specialize with anxiety. I didn't seek out to specialize in anxiety. I specialized in health psychology, but anxiety has come to me more and more and more over the years. So I've just embraced it.
Mm-hmm.
And I love it. And one of the key things when you notice that you're anxious, and can we define anxiety for a moment? Because sometimes we can confuse stress with anxiety. Anxiety is that general sense that you're feeling keyed up, you feel restless, keyed up, or on edge. Okay. And it can ebb and flow, and sometimes it can be situational. Sometimes it's appropriate to feel anxiety. And we can feel it in some situations, but then other people can feel it every day. And it's a more generalized sense of anxiety, like being at a 7 out of 10 every day, and that's how they operate. So I acquaint people, I will guide them like in an individual or a group setting. I say back to their home base, which I think should be a 2. And we can make it a little bit more concrete sometimes with numbers on a scale, like 0 to 10, 10 being highly anxious. So they might never know what that feels like until you guide them with either formal practices like relaxation exercises or other strategies that I'm getting to know them can kind of either prescribe or recommend that they try so they can experience what a 2 feels like. Mm-hmm. Because to feel like peaceful, loving, content, that might feel very unfamiliar. So a lot of my work is guiding people back home. It's like this pandemic right now of homelessness, of inner homelessness, because people don't feel at home within themselves.
And oh my gosh, that's so, what you just said, it just hit me home, like pandemic of homeless.
But a different type. It's the saddest form, right?
Yes.
So, and it's, I think number one, it's that self-awareness when you're there throughout the day. And then it's the map of how. And I don't blame people, because if you're not trained, if you don't have models for it or information around it, it's like, how do I even, okay, once I'm aware and I'm mindful and I've done the meditation and I feel relaxed, but then I noticed I'm at a 7 or 8 and I can't get myself back down. It's like people also need a guide map. So that's where sometimes professional counseling can be very valuable for some. Yeah, I can continue to go on. Let me pause and say, are there any questions?
No, you're so good. I was just navigating through your journal here. It's beautiful, by the way, the growth journal. I want to talk to you a little bit about this growth journey. I also wanted to tell you, why did you made a growth journey? What was the intention behind it?
Thank you for asking that. There's professional reasons as well as personal. In post-pandemic, of course, in the industry of mental health, and I don't think it's a surprise, we've seen an uptick in depression, anxiety, as well as suicide rates.
Wow.
And so, like I said, I don't just like to either go through pain or see pain and just mm-hmm. compartmentalize and avoid, numb, and distract myself. I really like to see, I feel a purpose behind it, that there's pain for a purpose and I have to be a part of it to do something productive with it. Mm. So I notice it with patients coming to me, mm-hmm. You know, because people don't like change. Stress and a change, this post-pandemic, there's been a lot of change. And depending on, you know, their level of their own mental health, where they're at, and if their ability to cope with change, it can be really hard for some. So professionally, I've seen an uptick in the world of depression, anxiety, and suicide. But in my personal network and circle, I've lost friends, and I moved through the grief process, so I'm able to talk about it, but I've seen the mismanagement of pain, of emotional pain is the leading cause of death, because people privately, even though they might put on a front, people privately struggle and they might never reach out for help.
Wow.
For varying reasons, right? So whether it's drugs, alcohol, you know, various forms of pain management, or you know, people can find different ways to escape basically the pain instead of working through it. And then there's a lot of type that might never go to a counselor. So over the last 2 years, I've had conversations with my husband, even like, gosh, there's this whole subclinical population out there. There's a whole group of people out there that are privately struggling, but who can reach out to them? So that's where it comes from. These are the things that sometimes I wrestle with at night, thinking of like, the mothers of people that have passed or taken their lives, or people that have been left behind and the pain that they go through. When I sit and I wrestle at night, I think, what can I do? I can't change the world. I can't Mother Teresa everything. I can't solve the world's problems. But, you know, I'm not skilled at a lot. But what I do feel called towards is the world of mental health and health and mental health. Yeah. And what can I put out there, at least for those that might be willing to listen or to do a little bit of work, even privately at home? Mm-hmm. Or maybe they don't have access to go to a mental health counselor. So I just think, what's one small part that I can do?
Wow. That's beautiful. Wow.
So yeah, the Grow Journal came out of that, and I didn't want to make it complicated. I think just working with anxiety, they're overwhelmed as it is, you know, it's a spaghetti brain when you have anxiety. So I really wanted to make it simple, and I wanted to make it beautiful and pretty and, you know, something that could bring peace and self-soothing at the beginning of the day and at the end of the day, and not overwhelming, but it's very strategic with this positive psychology in mind, as well as the neuroscience. Holistic psychotherapy means, you know, traditionally people think about going to therapy and you're working with the mind neck up. It's your thoughts and, that impact your feelings. And I very much work not just neck up, but I see neck down is equally important. How you eat, how you move, how you sleep, and how you renew, how you self-soothe and manage your stress, what you actually do. All of those are important. And sometimes I start there before we even work neck up. So that's what it holistic means, is looking at the whole person, at the whole body. And it's also understanding that everybody's unique and different. There's so many layers to each person. So I don't treat therapy and working with anybody, whether it's therapy or just talking to people and friends. I acknowledge that everyone's unique. They have a different story, and they have different preferences and styles too. So you can't be so formulaic about your approach as well when you want to help someone.
Oh, that's amazing. And I saw that you have in a book that says that mental health doesn't just stop with the neck down or something. What do you mean by like neck down? What do you mean by that?
Yeah, neck up is more neck of just up. Working with the mind. So for example, if someone has gone to therapy, it's not uncommon to work with your thoughts and thought stopping and things like that, like getting behind, and there'll be strategies and homework around that. And that is important. In fact, I integrate that in therapy as well, as needed, depending on the person. But neck down is how you eat, how you move, how you sleep, and how you renew. It's the stress. So let's say we don't want to work with somebody that is, let's say, intoxicated. If you're not, it's unethical, number one, and you're not going to do good, meaningful, productive work. The same thing if somebody's overactivated and they're highly stressed and anxious, I find it also unethical. It's just been my intuitive approach. Okay, wait, let's work on more of the neck down before we even go neck up and work some of it. How can you get behind some of these racing thoughts if your nervous system is so ramped up? And so I have story after story of just patients that I work with sometimes just in 1 month doing some of the neck down holistic minded approaches. They come back and their anxiety goes from a 16 to, you know, an 8 on our baseline scores. And then I continue to score them and measure as we go. But it's very valuable work to, I think. And it's something that when I see the fruit of it, I continue to do it, not just in my own life and apply it, but with others as well.
So can you give us an example? What would you tell a patient to like go for a walk? Is that what you mean?
It could be an example. And again, it depends on the person. So I think it's so important in the beginning to get to know each person. So I listen more than I prescribe in the beginning. Wow. I listen a lot, and I listen, I pay attention to their personality, to the unspoken, to the spoken and the unspoken, to be able to pick up on what's important to them. Values are key. Their strengths are key. Their barriers or their challenges in the past, maybe when they've made attempts to get help with their mm-hmm. mental health, paying attention mm-hmm. to even those things. Because if I tell somebody to just go on a walk, maybe you and I could do that, but another person could really struggle and then feel shame because they can't just do that. And it sounds trimple and simple and trite, and then they won't come back to you. So I'm very much about building that rapport to get to know the person. So practical, maybe just to give you an idea, if that's what you're asking, mm-hmm. There are some principles that I work with mm-hmm. for certain areas. So let's say someone has anxiety. Mm-hmm. One of the principles of anxiety is their nervous system is out of balance. Okay. So I look at, for me, clinically, I look at it as adrenaline, and adrenaline is a hormone, but it's also a neurotransmitter in the brain. It's epinephrine and norepinephrine. So it's mind and body. I want to balance those hormones. Now, I don't tell them, but right. I might make a recommendation of soluble fiber. Okay, what is soluble fiber? Okay, I'm glad you asked. Let's try to get some psyllium. Okay, what's psyllium? You know, like practical things of beans, even just 2 spoons of it in between meals. And there's always a reason why, a science around okay. it. But so I look at their diet, what they're getting, what they're not getting. You can't tell somebody to, for example, add more fiber yeah. and then they're not drinking enough water. It's like you have to look at everything at the big picture, because then that's gonna do others.
Right. Right. Is water the same as tea? Just curiosity here.
No, it's good that you get some tea in, but if you have caffeinated beverages, mm-hmm. for every half a cup of a caffeinated beverage like tea or coffee, you want to drink a cup of water to rehydrate.
Okay. Oh, wow.
So it could dehydrate you. I always say, as much as you can, try to make water your primary beverage of choice, because it's involved in so many different reactions in our bodies. So we need
it. That's amazing. I feel like so rich. I like this podcast is making my soul so rich, because I feel like there's so much tools for us to be able to also create beautiful work if you take care of yourself. And this is something that, you know, I have my journey, because, you know, I get distracted and I have to always come back to take care of myself and listen to the voices around me that they're saying the same. This Chinese proverb in your book, in your Grow Journal, okay? Which I want to ask everybody that is listening to the sound of my voice, go on Amazon, type it, Grow Journal, right? By Dara Alix, and you will find it, correct?
Yeah, Alix.
Thank you. Al. All right. Anyway, so I wanted to ask everybody to go on Amazon, take a look, buy, give us a gift. But anyway, there is a quote inside of the book that says, it really touched me, you know, the best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago. The second best time is now. And this makes me cry. What is your taking when you see this quote? What message you want to tell people when you see this Chinese proverb? Like, what do you want to tell people on that note?
Thank you for your softness and your vulnerability right now, because I think people can relate to that. I think it's so important. Sometimes those quotes are just wisdom that speak to our heart in ways that we all need. We all need beauty and softness in this world. And so thank you for even taking that in. I it's as simple as it's never too late. You know, no matter what your story is, no matter what you've been through, you can start today, you can start now, and you can use anything you've been through to create some good and some beauty in this world.
That's beautiful. That is so, so beautiful. And I am so, I'm so glad for the encouragement. You know, when I started this podcast, it used to be Monday Motivation because we wanted to motivate people to do beautiful things, beautiful creations, and write the book. You know, you and yourself, now that you have those journal live and you can touch and you can, you know, how did it feel for you, Dara, to see that creation process coming to life?
I'm not an artist, but I am a creator. I'm learning and I'm growing. And it's actually kind of exciting because more ideas come. And so I get your journey that you're on. I relate to you more and more. Because when you hear the fruit, that it really does impact people in meaningful ways. It makes you want to help more. Or at the same time, I very much know that I'm being guided. My life is not my own. My faith is first and foremost, and I'm being guided. So it also encourages me to, hey, it's not about me. It's not about Dara. It's not about the ego thing. It's so much about staying grounded, applying the principles that I teach, walking them myself so I can still value that congruence in my life and stay open to what he's guiding me to do next, because there's such a need in this world for softness and for people to feel safe enough to even, again, go back to that home base within themselves.
Yeah.
I feel like till the day I die, that's what I'm here to be a helper with. And we're getting more and more away from that. With, you know, AI, it's not a bad thing, but it's a tool, it's a resource, but AI and media and speed and multitasking and everything's becoming more efficient. Yeah. I think we still need to remember that there's a rhythm to our bodies and life and to still find that balance. That's why I love nature, because it reminds us.
Yes.
But yes, I think I still need to stay grounded and continue to create.
That's so beautiful. And I appreciate that. So it's 3 minutes until we're done. And I wanted to ask you, is that okay if you come back to this podcast and we do a part two? And when we do a part two, we can have you guide us through a meditation.
Oh, I would love to. Yes, let's do it.
Thank you so much, because that way we know, like, hey, we're looking forward. And it's so amazing because I'm very organic when I started this podcast. It was like, oh, let's go, let's do it. And I realized every single person that God is bringing is building a circle. And it's like, then we have beautiful Jovan talks about books, and then you come and you talk about the soul, the mental health, you know, and then we have beautiful Franny talking about the action into, you know, doing and wanted to do something and be something, you know, in the acting world. And then we have Laura coming talking about business. It's so amazing how this is becoming a circle of life. And I'm so honored that you are part of that.
Oh, thank you, love. Thank you for having me. And I think you continue to create so much beauty and good. And I am so thankful for our circle. I think just if I could say, the meaningful relationships are the greatest currency that I have in my life. And we have such a beautiful garden of sisters and sisterhood, and it's like an ecosystem, right? Yeah. Like you just said, with all the different people, we're all so different on your podcast, but how beautiful it is to be different and unique, but we're all still putting out good things
and inspiring. That's right. And if you're listening to this, we hope that you have an incredible day and that you stay healthy, right?
Yes. And encouraged.
and encouraged. That's just beautiful. Dara, the last questions, how can people connect with you?
Thank you for asking that. I have a few different websites. I think the easiest thing is go to my Instagram for right now, mm-hmm. Dara Alix, spelled D-A-R-A. My last name's A-L-I, X as in X-ray, Alix. And then there's all my links on under my bio. You can see my author page with my different journal resources out there on Amazon, as well as my psychotherapy links, as well as my YouTube. So
that's beautiful. And with that being said, I will see you next month. I am so grateful for you and for your presence here in this podcast. And I hope you have an incredible, amazing, glorious day today.
Yay. Thank you, sister.
All right, guys. It was such an amazing conversation we had today with Dara Alix. What a great, great conversation. So one of the things I wanted to share with you guys before we go today is that I brought live, I have a pre-order right now of some courses that I have done for you guys. So here's some of the courses that I have available. This is something new. It's my new 2024. I have been requested so many times, would you teach me how to do this? Would you put a tutorial for me? And this year is the year that I manifest all those years that I have been investing on learning. This year is the year that I manifest and nurture and teach you how to do the same. I think it's been deeply in my heart to see people all around me. When something is born, it does something to their hearts. It really moves them in a different direction. So let me share what I have available. So I have available Painting with Texture coming out, pre-ordering now. Painting with Texture is going to be a course that I teach. How do I do all my texture stuff? What is the tools that I use? How do I move? We're going to practice. And at the end of the test, I'm going to do a project with you together. That's going to be awesome. And then I have the Screen Art Academy. That is for people that want to go from the very beginning to teaching, to mastery the teaching. So if you have a small business that you do that, that will be for you. And let me tell you this. This other one that I have, it's a very special one for me because I feel like I'm doing this for years, but this is the time I'm doing it, and I'm excited for what we're going to share. Brand You, Mastering the Art of Personal Branding. This is where I will walk you through step by step. How do you do that well? And guys, can I just share this? I am going to promote some experience where we get together, we see each other through Zoom, and I help you come alongside with you to brand you towards your dream. If you are writing a book or opening an Etsy shop or working with Amazon or whatever, KDP, this is where I come alongside with you. I take a look how far you have come, and then I help nurture your spirit, your soul, to get where you need to be. The reason why we work together on branding you is for you to be visible, for people to recognize this gift that already is there. So it's just packing the gift. It's so important. And I think I have a podcast coming up that I talk much more about that. But that's what I wanted to share with you guys. The show is live Monday, 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Thursday, 10 a.m. Eastern Time. I'm so excited. Please, please come back. Please leave us a review. Let us know how I am doing. What can I be better in some of the topics that you want to talk about? I want to be present for you. For right now, thank you guys. Have a great day.